Welcome back to the Finsiders. I'm John Congemi, joined by the newest member of the Miami Dolphins, and that's left tackle Brandon Albert. Brandon, congratulations, number one, in signing your deal and becoming a member of the Miami Dolphins organization. Kind of a nice fit for you because South Florida is almost home, off-season home at least for you. I know you have a place down in downtown Miami. Did that make it a lot easier to come down to South Florida and play for your team that you like to be with?
Of course. I think that's, you know, one of the main things that I looked into. I'm already down here. I'm already living. I'm already familiar with the area. I don't got to move my stuff. I don't got to ship everything. So, you know, that's a blessing. It's, you know, blessing itself. So, and especially just reestablishing myself in a new setting and just being on a new team.
And it has to be a good feeling for you as well, Brandon, that this is a franchise and this is an organization that wanted you for a couple of years. You know, they targeted you as that premier left tackle in the National Football League, and they wanted your services. That has to be a humbling feeling for you as well.
Very humbling feeling, especially, you know, I've been associated with this, you know, with this team the last 2 years, and it finally happened. And, you know, since I've been here on a visit, you know, them, you know, welcoming me with open arms, it just, you know, it makes you feel good inside that people appreciate your skills and what you've done in your career.
And this is an offensive line that's starting over, and they're starting over with pieces. They have Mike Pouncey at center, a Pro Bowler in himself, a Pro Bowler at left tackle now with yourself and Brandon Albert. It's a good feeling, though. You know, sometimes starting over is good for a guy that's get some young guys under your wings and let them know how to play the position in the National Football League.
Yes. You know, I started that. I was, you know, coming in the league, I was behind Brian Waters, one of the best left guards at the time and a great leader. I learned from him so much from him with his leadership skills, and I tried to implement that with myself the last few years with some of the young guys that came into Kansas City. So, you know, I'm starting to get better. I still got some things to learn, but, you know, I have to say, I'm trying to leave my mark on the young guys like Brian Waters did me.
Always a learning process, no matter what position you play in the National Football League. Getting a chance to sit down and chat with the new left tackle of the Miami Dolphins, Brandon Albert. And Brandon, a Pro Bowl season last year in 2013, 83 starts underneath your belt. When you come into a situation like this with the Miami Dolphins, what would you like the identity of the offensive line to be? When teams think and they say Miami Dolphins offensive line a year from now, no matter who's with you up there, what would you like that identity for the Miami Dolphins offensive line to be?
Just know each and every Sunday, you know, no matter how the game goes, win or lose, that you're gonna leave that game knowing, you know, before you watch the game, you know, before you play the game, when you watch film on us, that, you know, you're going to have to bring your hard hat against the Miami Dolphins offensive line.
Yeah, it's always a good feeling because on a team that gave up 58 sacks last season, Ryan Tannehill, a guy moving into his third year as the quarterback, I'm sure he's going to want to tap you on the shoulder and know that he's got you have his back on the left side. And I know you got a chance to go to dinner with Ryan and Mike Pouncey last night. How was it just sitting down and meeting your quarterback, meeting your fellow center, new teammates?
It felt good, man. I felt like, you know, I belong. It felt like, guys accepted me. It wasn't awkward. It wasn't like, you know, I had to warm it to anybody. I was like, man, you know, we're excited to have you here. And I felt the same way, especially, you know, like I said, man, I played with some good centers, and I'm playing with Mike Pouncey, one of the best centers in the league. That, you know, I know as a left tackle, you got to have I think it starts with the center. Then it goes from everybody else. You know, everybody say the left tackle is the most important. The center is the most important on the line. And I know, you know, I know Mike Pouncey cares, and he's a heck of a player. And I know, you know, with Tannehill, he's a young quarterback that has a lot of talent. You just give him time, and I believe he can get the job done.
Yeah, we believe it too. And I know two guys upstairs that believe it are new general manager of the Miami Dolphins, Dennis Hickey, and the head coach, Joe Philbin. What were your impressions of getting to meet Dennis Hickey, getting to meet Joe Philbin, and their philosophy on what they want from you to bring to the Miami Dolphins?
Basically just want me to come in and be the player I am and just help lead and don't keep things, you know, in order and just, you know, and just gel the team. You know, I'm a type of guy, man, I'm happy-go-lucky. I'm low maintenance. I just want to play football, do my job, and just secure my legacy. And I feel like being with the Miami Dolphins, that's going to help and help things go in the right direction.
Getting a chance to talk with the newest member of the Miami Dolphins, left tackle Brandon Albert. Brandon, lastly, give the people a sense of who you are as a football player. If I, if I'm walking off the street and I never saw you play in Kansas City, never saw you play at Virginia, give me an opportunity to say, like, who is Brandon Albert as a football player? Pass blocker, run blocker, what is he as a left tackle?
As a left tackle, you're looking at a guy that, you know, probably came in this league as an offensive guard, probably didn't have the skill level at first to be an elite left tackle, probably okay. A guy that grinded out for the last 6 years, guy that been a lot of, under a lot of scrutiny, a guy that been, you know, probably people wanted him out the door a long time ago, but a guy that didn't give up, a guy that put in the work each and every day, each and every offseason, and a guy that cares about his job and care about what people think of him in terms of a football player, and guys going to continue to be the best player I could be.
And that's what the Miami Dolphins are looking for. Congratulations again in signing your new deal, coming kind of back home to South Florida. And yes, I know you're looking for a place closer to the facility because it all starts up in about a month from now. But I just want to say congratulations on behalf of all of us with the Finnsiders. We're glad to have you.
Thank you very much.